Back on Downtown on your Tuesday afternoon, and time for us to talk some basketball. To do that, we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. And John, maybe you know, have they called the Celtics from Springfield yet to see if they can get the tape of last night's game for the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Yes, it is going in under the exhibit, How Not to Play Basketball. Everything wrong about the game, it's the opposite wing.
It was not a thing of beauty, but hey, well, no. Any port in a storm, right?
I mean, yeah, that's basically what it boils down to. There were points there in the third quarter where I was just sitting there with my head in my hands going, well, somebody do something, and nobody was doing anything. I felt, you know, sometimes you take these things personally. I said to myself, to John, maybe they just don't like you because they're not giving you, they give you less and less to write about every single game. But look, this is a team that has not only do we know that they came into the season a little, under constructed, let's say, but it's a team that has had a lot of things just go wrong. Like, we talk about best case, worst case scenarios. There's a lot of, worst case scenario side. So we're really looking at any kind of win, anything that they could do at all to get a W. They need to do it. And they did it. They did it against the Pacers. It really is one of those games where it's like, okay, great, you won. Now let's put it away and never speak of it again.
Well, there were a few positives last night, one of them being the play, especially on defense, of the Time Lord.
Yeah, Robert Williams. I'm looking at some of the film right now as we speak, before you called. I'm kind of scrolling through, and you see like how some of the defensive mistakes, by the way, on the perimeter, were so awful. And, I'm going through this and going, why do these guys make some of these decisions? But there's Robert Williams in the back saying, oh, okay, no problem, I got you. Lance Stephenson driving right down the middle, kind of uncontested. Here comes Robert Williams. That last block he got in overtime that led to the Grant Williams three. I don't know what Josh Richardson was doing, but he just kind of turned away and let a driver just kind of get right to the basket instead of trying to take a charge. But it worked out because here comes Robert Williams from the weak side to kind of block it out of nowhere and starting a fast break that kind of salted the game away, finally, sort of. He's been really good in these past couple of weeks. He's not quite as consistent as you want him to be yet. That West Coast swing in December where he looked like he was struggling with the fundamentals again is a bit disheartening, but watching, first of all, he recovered from that, so you know that it's not a full regression. It was a bad stretch. And secondly, this shows you the promise of what he can do, where I think when you're a perimeter player and you know, hey, I can make a mistake and Rob's going to be back there and I should be fine, it does allow for a little bit more, once these guys get used to it, a little bit more. You can take a chance. You can jump a passing lane. It can maybe get you a couple more steals a game. It loosens you up and lets you know that, hey, I'm going to go play some aggressive defense, and I know that Rob's going to be back there. And as long as I once pass my guy off to Rob, just go find somebody else to help and kind of get to Rob's guy, then everything else will work together. And that's kind of one of the foundations of the Celtics defense.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. What's the latest on Marcus Smart?
Nothing new from last night's. He left with the contusion, the thigh contusion. They thought he was going to come back, and then it stiffened up. And right now, there's no real word on whether he. I mean, he made the trip, so I assume that he's probably going to be okay, but. A knee to the thigh is painful, and if that, if that doesn't kind of loosen up, maybe he'll miss a game. But I don't think this is anything more than just a brief thing, and it's just I needed a thigh, and those suck.
Speaking of brief things, Aaron Nesmith with the Maine Celtics, is that a brief stay?
Yeah, that was you know, the schedule was aligned. The Celtics had two home games, you know, on Saturday and Monday, and then on Sunday, the Maine Celtics had a game at home. So they say, hey, look, we're off today. You get your film session in. Let's take the 2-hour drive up to Portland. Get you some, you know, 30 plus minutes a game in that game, and then get you a little bit back on track. That those things are important to do, and when you have a guy that's not getting the full minutes and maybe a little bit kind of out of rhythm, it's a good use of the G League system to get him up there. They might probably would send him back up here or there when they have the opportunity, but it's not a long-term thing. I mean, obviously he's a member of the Celtics, and hopefully the goal is to get him to a point where he's reliable as a shooter off the bench.
So I guess it had to be said, but I'm glad they did, even though I didn't feel they need to. But Jaylen Brown, yeah. Jason Tatum, very happy to be in Boston, very happy to be playing together.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Not every sports talk radio host has your level head, right? A lot of them, they just resort to hot takes because that's easy. You know that,
right?
I have a real problem with that because it's easy for somebody to go out there and just look. I'm going to go hot take, and that's going to get attention, and that's the lazy way to do it, right? That's riding a bike with training wheels. It's hard to have level-headed analysis because you have to watch and pay attention and understand what the game, what's going on, and so these guys have to answer for the lowest common denominator, which sucks. But there's no noise from the Celtics that they're entertaining any sort of phone call from anybody. As soon as somebody says, hey, let's talk about Jaylen Brown, the answer's got to be something like, yes, he's having a great season. Thank you very much for calling. And that's it. They, Jaylen and Jason, on consecutive nights, the consecutive games, made it clear. We spoke. We are on the same page. We want to make this work together, and I think there's something to that. I don't think this is just lip service. I think these guys, there's a strong desire to get this right, to get it right in Boston, because they know how much it means. Like, if you win in Boston, if you do it here and you do it together, that's meaningful. And yeah, they can say, hey, I want out, and Jaylen can say, I want to go home to Atlanta, and, you know, whatever. But they understand, I think, the gravity of what they're saying, and they understand what it means to win in Boston. And so, yeah, sometimes you gotta put it out there just to quiet the noise, but I'm glad that they did, and hopefully this puts us behind us. I know that's wishful thinking, though.
Tomorrow night at Indiana to play the Pacers, then a couple nights later at Philadelphia, at Chicago on Saturday. What are reasonable expectations for this trip?
Well, you hope that they can beat the Pacers again, that they can play better, and maybe make that a little bit of an easier game. Philly and Chicago, that's going to be super, super tough, because obviously you're looking at a Philly team that has shot right back up the standings, right? They're 23-16 now, and they're only a couple of games away from that second seed. Chicago at the top is, 9-1 in their last 10. Those are going to be tough games. Now, the Celtics do get up for those games. I think right now, realistically, what do we want to see? We want to see them beat the bad team and do it with a little bit more kind of ease. Just play your game, move the ball, don't get caught up in what they're doing, just move the ball, move yourselves, and then do what you can do against Philly and Chicago, but just play well. Play the way you're capable of playing. No one expects you to win those games right now. If you can steal one, hey, great. And maybe they feel like they owe Chicago one, because that Chicago collapse was the first kind of indicator that this team wasn't going to be great in the fourth quarter. Maybe they owe Chicago one, so they'll be up for that. They do get up for these games. We'll see what happens. We'll see. You know, the Philly game is going to be super interesting, because the Celtics will have Al Horford, theoretically. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen between now and Friday. I shouldn't say that with these guys. We don't know what's going to happen. But they will theoretically have Al Horford and Robert Williams, which they didn't have against Philly the last time. So that'll change the dynamic. And hopefully, I just want to see them, the Celtics, play well and show that they belong in these games.
And most of all, give John something to write about, please.
Oh, man, give me something new. Give me and positive. I would like something new and positive. I would hate to do something new and negative. All right. I'm done with that.
There's a good goal for the road right there. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thank you much, as always, and we'll visit again next Tuesday.
All right, talk to you later. See ya.